Well, the Bills won the toss and deferred, so the Broncos will have the ball at the game start, clad in their sunset orange pants and socks with the white top Navy helmet. Buffalo in the royal blue, popping top with the royal blue socks nearly to the knee, the white pants and helmet. This is a colorful kaleidoscope for a playoff game. Tyler Bash to the teed-up ball, launches end zone, and a bent knee taken by Marvin Mims Jr. Here comes the Denver Bronco offense. 10-7 on the year, the seventh seed in the AFC. Wins in 5 of 7 thanks in large part to rookie signal caller Bo Nix. He is the first Denver rookie quarterback ever to start a playoff game. John Elway came off the bench of the wild card in 1983.
Yeah, Bo Nix's his biggest challenge is going to be navigating this crowd noise as he's going to face. You're going to hear it ramp it up here in Buffalo. I'm excited to be here. And you're right, John, by the way, waist down for the Broncos. Very bright here today.
Towel swirl. This crowd is loud. Under center Nix from his 30. Takes the snap and a handoff and plunging in bulldoze fashion. Head down the pound by Javonte Williams into the clutches of Terrell Bernard. They drive for 5. It'll be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, going to be so important for Denver today to find some kind of running game. They've been doing it by committee with younger guys throughout the course of the season. We talked about it earlier. We heard from Olivia Harlan-Decker that Audric Estime, the rookie, is inactive in this game. But Javonte Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin, those guys have got to give them a running game against this Buffalo defense.
McLaughlin is in, sidecar left, 4 wide, 2 and 2. They stack 2 to the near right. Press shown on the right by Buffalo. They loop Mims in the backfield to the left. Handoff McLaughlin trying to turn the edge, but he is tracked and trapped. Brought down by Milano and Russo. Greg Russo from the rear. Milano forced that edge. That's a loss of 3.
Russo is one of those guys that this Buffalo defense doesn't bring the pass rush like Denver does. Nobody did it in the National Football League this year, but Russo is that guy that can get upfield, and he's kind of a matchup nightmare. 6'6", 265, but obviously showing the athleticism and the speed to go make a play in a running game out on the perimeter.
Milano missed the first 13 games of this year with a torn biceps. It is 3rd down and a long 8. Denver from its own 32, opening drive of the game, they go empty. And now it's killed by Nix. He beckons Williams into the backfield again. Play clock down to 1. He barely gets the snap off. Pocket holds. He steps up, launches over the middle. Leaping grab in midfield. Cortland Sutton in his playoff debut gets the 1st down. They pick up 18 yards. Damar Hamlin the stick.
Yeah, John, once again, you've got to have the pass protection. When you're in a typical 3rd down passing situation, your offensive line has got to stand up. They do that with Von Miller coming off the edge to find Sutton for the 1st down in the middle of the field.
Bills defense 4th worst on 3rd down in the league. Handoff. Williams turning the right side edge, gets low and a pound to the ground, met by Rasul Douglas. Violent collision at the 43. That's a pickup of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4.
Yeah, John, starting to see Denver game planning here, going a little bit more up-tempo, trying to change the amount of time that Buffalo has to react, to get substitutes on the field, to get the play called.
Bunch formation, snap near right hash going left to right. Opening drive scoreless, a little more than 2 minutes gone. Out of the gun, Nix fades back, 7-step drop. Steps into a long, high-arcing throw. Deep shot to Franklin, end zone, touchdown! The rookie, Troy Franklin, over the top of multiple Bills defenders. It's 43 yards for the rook, Bo Nix, and 6-0 Denver.
Just the 3rd receiving touchdown on the season for Franklin. He takes a shot down. Speaking of taking a shot, Bo Nix took a shot. But that's what you want to see from your quarterback. Knowing that you're going to get hit, can you still get rid of the football, find your receiver, and somehow Troy Franklin just runs by the safeties from Buffalo. He had an easy 3 to 4 yard cushion and an excellent throw from Bo Nix.
Will Lutz now for the point after. Left to right, out of the hold of Riley Dixon, the punter. Snap clean, spot true, right foot a kick in the air, and it is good. A critical 3rd down grab by Sutton, and then Franklin takes the top off, and Denver silences this Buffalo crowd. It's the Broncos 7, the Bills zip. 12:36 to go in the 1st quarter. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. The Bronco offense is electric as the orange bottoms they have on for this game. A quick strike on the opening possession. 7-0 Broncos, 12:36 to go. 1st quarter, Broncos set to kick left to right. Josh Allen and company ready for their first touch. Will Lutz to launch the teed-up football. The Bills are without Brandon Codrington, as Olivia shared as we first came on the air. A hamstring injury. So Ty Johnson and Ray Davis are the deep kick return men. Look for Khalil Shakir to return punts for the first time all season. Now Johnson averaging 26 per, Davis at 21. Lutz to the teed up ball left to right. His kick in the air. Launching forward to the 7 and the sprint out there for Johnson to the 20, the 25. Pauses, pushes, breaks the plane to the 30, fouled it around the 33. Bills, their first possession, right to left, near left hash, the sun breaking through the clouds, out of the gun, single back right. They loop a man into the backfield. Allen pats the football, fires over the middle, heavy traffic catch near midfield. Surrounded by three Broncos, Khalil Shakir somehow found that bullet. Riley Moss on his back, they get 15 yards to the 48.
Yeah, you think those two guys have a little bit of chemistry and a trust factor? Is, as you mentioned, three Broncos defenders surrounding Shakir, but Allen still goes in his direction after a little play fake in the backfield. Really good start there from Buffalo.
It's almost eerily quiet, the home fans recognizing Allen needs that.
Offense is at work.
Allen saunters up under center, Cook the deep back with 16 touchdowns to co-lead the NFL. He gets the ball in his belly, and he breaks it outside right. Has to turn the edge against one defender. Up the right sideline to the 40 and out of bounds at the 35 in Denver territory. It was Riley Moss who tried to stay stride for stride, but he burned him wide for 16 yards and another first down.
Just an amazing season from Cook this year. He does a good job turning on the jets and getting outside here. Remember, and Cook came in with 4 rushing touchdowns in his previous couple of seasons. Had 16 this year in the regular season. He's been a major reason why Buffalo has had such a great season.
Tied the franchise record for TDs in a season, matching O.J. Simpson from 1975. Bills at the Denver 36. They've been shredding. Allen under center at 7-0 Broncos. Handoff again to Cook, who weaves a path through the teeth of the Denver defense. Second level, pounds him at the 30. He gets to around the 29.5, gain of about 7 there. Cody Barton, part of the stick.
Yeah, one of the ways that you slow down a great Denver pass rush is you run right at him. You've got to have success running the football, and the offensive line doing an excellent job here in just the couple of runs that we've seen, and that Cook has had some big holes to run the football through.
Buffalo core of 5 offensive linemen, over 800 snaps together, second to the Packers. Split backfield, they motion out Shakir. Second down and 3, Allen out of the gun, slot right. Quick hitter as he slings it side onto Shakir. He's got the first ankle grab, and he's yanked down after he gets to the 23. Able to pick up 6 in the first. Brandon Jones, the top tackler for the Broncos, ripped him down there.
John, you call some baseball. Didn't that look like Josh Allen just turning into a shortstop,
yes,
turning a double play right there?
That's exactly right.
A little
right.
Low slot arm angle throw to the slot player out in Shakir. It's almost like he's just out here street balling a little bit.
Now it's first and 10 at the Denver 23. Buffalo's first possession, 7-0 Broncos. Late, Buffalo goes empty. Samuel recessed to the left. They set up a diamond there. Allen fades back, 3-step drop, quick throw to his right. Catch made tight to the sideline. Dalton Kincaid gets veered out of bounds by Justin Sternad. Gets to the 18-yard line, gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. And that's been critical for Allen this year, Rack, getting the ball out faster than any other year.
Yeah, and that's the adjustment that he's made is just saying, okay, I can't hold on to the football. I might be a strong quarterback. I might have so much confidence in my offensive line and my receivers. But understanding the NFL game is getting the football out of your hands quicker into the hands of your playmakers.
Overload left with everyone bunched tight. Deep back is Cook. Allen under center, 2nd and 5. Motion from Hollins. Handoff to Cook in the misdirection. Bang it outside left. Squeezes through a pair of Broncos and a 3rd hitter, Jaquan McMillan. Finally tames him after he gets to the 16-yard line. So call it a gain of 3. It's 3rd down and 2. What do you do?
Yeah, finally get a win there up front from Denver, from Dondre Tillman on the front here. But I still feel like this is one where you put the ball in the hands of Josh Allen. You got a lot of options here, but don't be surprised if he looks in the direction of his tight end here.
Keon Coleman is the outside man right. Tight end Dawson Knox motion to the right. 3rd and 2+. Allen out of the gun. Shuffles Johnson to his right. Handoff goes to Johnson, getting a carry off the left side. The first wave denies him. 2nd effort. This will depend upon the spot. He is very close to a 1st down. Got some push there from Connor McGovern, and they have him just short. Offense on the field for 4th and inches.
Guess what's coming here, by the way.
I think Josh Allen might have a keeper here. Fourth and one. He plunges behind center, and he's got it. Oh, Rack, he got it by 2.5 yards. What a drive by the inner portion of that O-line.
I mean, you get fourth and short, and that's the reason why Joe Brady on third down decided to run the football, because he's going to say, guess what? I got Josh Allen that if I don't pick up the first down here on third down, we feel pretty good with him running the football, maybe even more dangerous than the Philadelphia Eagles and how proficient they've gotten at the tush push is what Josh Allen does on quarterback sneaks now.
First and 10 from the 11. They can get a first down without a touchdown. Slot right, tight end right, single back right. Allen out of the gun left hash, handoff Cook to the left side, gets hit hard on high as he gets to the 9, making about the 8.5 by P.J. Locke. So he gets about 2.5. It'll be second and 7.
Methodical drive here by Josh Allen, as we talked about, offensive coordinator Joe Brady. A lot of running the football here. Did take the opening shot to Shakir, did hit his tight end once on the right flat, but just a lot of trusting this offensive line and letting the running backs and Josh Allen run the football, kind of establish the tone of the game on how it's going to start here in the first quarter.
10th play of the drive, they go empty, trips right, Allen left hash out of the gun, 2nd and 7. 3-step drop, steps up, he's pressured. He scrambles, he throws on the run behind his target, incomplete. He was looking end zone for his tight end, Dawson Knox, and it was just behind him, whistling wide, 3rd and 7.
Yeah, and everybody kind of gets worried in the stadium when Josh Allen starts holding on to the football, especially against this pass rush, but his balance and his strength, because it looked like he took a little bit of a hit, but he just has that ability to stay on his feet, and Dawson Knox was wide open in the middle of the end zone. I'm sure Josh Allen wishes he had that throw back, throws it a little bit behind his tight end.
No running backs, all receivers and tight ends, 3rd down and 7 from the 8. Allen out of the gun, trips right. One safety in the end zone for Denver. Allen, 3-step drop. He looks. He fires back in the end zone into the stands. Incomplete. And with that, it's 4th down and the kick unit out as Tyler Bass will try a field goal. The Denver defense stiffens in the red area.
Yeah, it looks like that it was going to be a drive where Buffalo just kind of marched down the field and capped it off with a touchdown. And I love the thought here from Josh Allen. He tries to go up high. You talk about face mask or higher from your quarterbacks in the red zone in the direction of Amari Cooper, but that one just too tall for his receiver.
26-yard try from Bass, left to right, near left hash. Snap a little tall, spot clean, right foot, a kick in the air, and good. Oh, the Buffalo offense, second best getting touchdowns in the NFL on the season, has to settle for the field goal there. Now Bass the kick right to left. Marvin Mims Jr., spectacular return man. This is deep over the head of Tre'Mont Smith, back in the end zone for a touchback. John Sadak and Derek Rackley here in the Granger broadcast booth at Orchard Park. Olivia Harlan-Decker down to the sidelines for the ones who get it done. Granger offers professional grain supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. So here's the Broncos' second possession, Rack. What are your thoughts so far?
Yeah, I mean, they're feeling really confident here because, again, as I mentioned, following that first drive, is they did a little bit of everything on the first drive. Run it, pass protection, taking shots downfield, third down conversion. Let's see what they can do on the second drive.
Pistol depth, play fake. Nicks on the roll to his left, man in his face. Sidearm throw, improvises and connects with Adam Trautman, the tight end, and they somehow pick up 2. Matt Milano, the stick, but DeJuan Smoot was right in Nix's face.
Again, that's the athleticism, and that's the confidence that has grown with him throughout the course of the season. And he's looking at Josh Allen saying, I see your sidearm throw, and I can do the same thing, okay? You don't have to be an MVP candidate to be able to make that throw, as he does that to Adam Trautman to make it a positive play. Otherwise, it looked like it could have been a sack.
Broncos don't really have that true single back. Javonte Williams is in. He leads them in carries and yards. Out of the gun on 2nd and 8. Hand off Williams, who gets spun around right at the line of scrimmage, gets a yard. Make it 2. Taron Johnson was there to spill him. And there's a flag down. Excuse me, a man down. That is Taron Johnson, who had the hit, who was slow to get up.
Yeah, he's the nickel player that comes in to fill in the run game, and he kind of goes low on the running back. It looks like he ends up taking the brunt of this hit. As, oh, gosh, both of them just hit helmet to helmet, crown of crown.
We'll step aside. Athletic trainers on the field. It is 7-3 Broncos first quarter. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Well, good scene that Taron Johnson was able to come up to his own feet, walk off the field. He did so gingerly after testing his neck. It was 2 years ago in a couple of weeks that DeMar Hamlin had his cardiac incident on the field and had CPR performed against the Bengals in Cincinnati. It's third down and six. Denver leading 7-3. 6:19 to go, first quarter. Denver at its own 34 going left to right. Bo Nix works out of the gun. Single back right. Four wide, 2-2. Motion from Lil Jordan Humphrey. He drags a defender. Bills show man and press. Nix out of the gun. Needs six on third down. Deep drop. Flushed. Rolls to his right. He sprints. He's chased by Milano, and he knocks him out of bounds. Well short. He's out of play at the 34. That's no gain. Great pursuit by Milano.
Yeah, I really like the adjustment to what Buffalo is doing defensively on this third down, is that they drop their linebackers back, and Milano is essentially kind of spying Bo Nix to make sure that if he does end up running with the football, he doesn't have any coverage responsibility other than the quarterback. So they're making sure that Bo Nix does not beat them on third downs with scrambling.
Riley Dixon for the first punt of the day. Khalil Shakir for his first punt return since last season. A high, deep punt with great hang, brought in at the 11. Up the left sideline of the 15, and a hop out of bounds at around the 18-yard line. 55-yard punt, 7-yard return. So now this Bills possession begins at Buffalo's 19-yard line, down 7-3.
Yeah, and Buffalo feeling a little bit better after getting that stop against Denver right away to put Josh Allen back out on the field. And now their goal is to see if they can march the length of the field and put a touchdown on instead of having to settle for field goals.
Bills all time 15-5 in home playoff games, but a couple of losses in the last two seasons. Granted, not in the wild card round, happened in divisional action, but they're trying to take that next step as a franchise. They have been dominant at home, undefeated this year, one of two in the league. Split backfield, tight end motion Kincaid to the right side. Allen motions out Samuel, play fake to Samuel. Allen pass the football, steps up, launches into a throw, catch made clean at the 20. Instant tackle there on the back of Kincaid was Cody Barton, tight end able to pick up seven.
A little bit of misdirection in the backfield, as you mentioned, with Curtis Samuel. Just trying to see if they can test the eyes of the Denver defense and get somebody to expand out a little bit further, get out of their coverage responsibility. But again, the internal clock there from Josh Allen, just knowing that he's got to get rid of the football against this pass-rushing defense, gets the ball in the hands of Dalton Kincaid.
Best sack defense, best sack offense. Second and three for the 26. Allen under center. Johnson the deep back. Toss right. Johnson with a big pile of bodies. Burst through to the second level. The clutches of B.J. Locke, who wrestles him down at the 37. He gets 11 yards. What a wall of blue on the right side.
Yeah, Buffalo brings in their additional offensive lineman, who's always Alec Anderson. He's number 70. He comes in, and he ends up playing what's essentially the right H position, or a second tight end position. What's interesting, though, John, is that they'll put him in motion. Like, they'll put the 6'5", 305-pound tackle in motion and run a lot of different plays, so the trust factor they have in that sixth offensive lineman.
Backs in a straight eye. Fullback is in. Allen, handoff to Cook. Through the first wave. Pinballs off a second. Drives two Broncos beyond the logo. He's still going. From initial contact, he snowplowed another 8 yards, piercing Denver territory. They get 16, and half of it, he had multiple Broncos on his back.
Not only that, but he had multiple offensive linemen on his back as well, just pushing him forward. Deion Dawkins gets in, and he starts pulling. Connor McGovern is over there pushing the pile down, and as long as he continues to move forward, the officials are going to let it go.
Bills only 8 giveaways on the year. Tied with the 19 Saints for the fewest of the Super Bowl era. Key part of their campaign. Allen from under center. Handoff to Cook. And a flag is out into the clutches of the beefy DJ Jones with help at the 44. Nullified after 3, but laundry on the right side. Bill Vinovich, 3-time Super Bowl referee, works today still.
There's no foul for illegal formation. Number 70 reported eligible.
And there's your man, Alec Anderson.
I'm telling you, they love to have him out there on the offense. Just the different versatility that he brings, and obviously that extra blocker as well.
There's a lot of substitution with Buffalo, rotating wideouts and tight ends. It's a varied field.
Yeah, they've got so many different guys that end up working through this offense, and just a lot of trust.
7-3, Broncos the lead, 3:20 clock rolling, first quarter. Bills on the drive right to left. Cook in the backfield, sidecar left. Motion from Shakir left to right. Allen out of the gun, the heart of the Bills logo, middle of the field. Pushes Cook out wide. Denver defense adjusts, flag flies.
They're going to hit James.
Number. False start. Offense number 4. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Yeah, James Cook was doing some motion in the backfield, but I think Josh Allen was trying to do a dummy count, right? So he was trying to go on essentially what's called a hard count to get the defense to declare what they were going to do. But a little bit of lapse in judgment there from James Cook. He kind of falls forward as well, takes a step forward, get called for the false start.
So now it's second down and 12. Allen out of the gun. Everyone tight, tight end left. Wideouts very tight to the right side. From the 49. Allen calls for motion from Samuel. Allen, three-step drop, checking down, pass the football, deepens, rolls to his right. He's flushed. He pumps, he sprints, he takes off the right side, 45-40, and gets hit out of bounds by the Broncos at the 40. Able to pick up 9 there. Brandon Jones helped him out of play. It'll be 3rd down and 3.
Well, if you're defensive coordinator Vance Joseph here, you got a decision to make. So Denver just basically decides to rush 3 here. And actually, they end up rushing 4, so they're dropping 7. It's protected well from Buffalo, so then Josh Allen has all this time to either see if he's got a receiver downfield, but then if not, he's going to do what he's done all season and run the football and get themselves back into a very manageable 3rd down situation.
Ty Johnson checks in at running back, tight end left, slot left. Out of the gun, right hash going right to left. 2 minutes, first quarter, 3rd and 3. Handoff goes to Johnson. No, a keeper by Allen. Oh, he got me too. And he's got the 1st down off that right side. A push for 7. Dondre Tillman spills him. What a run by Allen.
And that's a quarterback counter there. That's a man-blocking quarterback counter because the left tackle, Deion Dawkins, ends up pulling around the corner. He ends up kicking out Jonah Ellis, who actually had to run off the field on the play. But he ends up getting the kickout block that springs Allen through the hole. So that's, again, where you have a quarterback that's 6'5", 240 pounds, and he is so adept at running the football, you can do those running plays with him.
And Dawkins, a 4-time Pro Bowler each of the last 4 campaigns. Allen under center at the Denver 33. Play fake. Allen pressured. He throws it into the ground. He saw 3 Broncos rumbling right at him in retreat, and he rifled it right into the turf.
Yeah, there's one part of a screen where you try to fool them a little bit and then essentially let them rush upfield to the quarterback, but there's another thing when you let them immediately get up the field, meaning before your receiver, whether it's a running back or a tight end on a screen play, and the rest of your offensive line have the amount of time to set it up. And that time he just felt like the internal clock, they got in the backfield too quickly.
Rookie Ray Davis checks in. A rare look for him on the field so far. Play clock at 5, 1:18, first quarter, 7-3 Denver. Allen out of the gun, locked left side, check down right. Steps into it, pass complete. Keon Coleman over the middle. And he's immediately ripped down to the ground at the 28, able to pick up 5. Jaquan McMillan brought him down there.
Now, so far, this offensive line from Buffalo, and then again, the decision-making from Josh Allen is really neutralizing the pass rush so far from Denver, which has been the best in the NFL this year. If they're not able to get after Josh Allen with their pass rush, it could be a long afternoon because he'll just sit back there and he'll find his receiver or he'll tuck it down and run with it.
3rd down and 5. Allen out of the gun. 4 wide, 2 and 2. Single back right. Tight end Kincaid, motion tighter to the line. Allen fades back, looks left, he throws left. Catch made by Samuel. And he's grounded at the 22 after getting the first. It was Justin Sternad. He gets 7 yards, 1st and 10.
And John, the little short motion on the left from the tight end is basically telling Josh Allen all that he wants to know. And this is just a good call from Joe Brady on trying to hit what we call a spot route. So basically, you just get yourself about a yard or two past the sticks. You show your numbers back to the quarterback. Josh Allen hits him right in the chest for a 1st down.
And the Bills will let the game clock drip down to 0 as we have reached the end of the 1st quarter. Your score through 1, the Broncos 7, the Bills 3. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood 1. It is 7-3 Denver. Bills on the drive. 1st down and 10 at the Denver 21 for Josh Allen and company. Tamed to a field goal when they had a red zone look in their first possession.
Yeah, this has just been kind of a dink and dunk offense so far here from Buffalo. Josh Allen just finding his players in zone. A lot of short area passes, making sure he gets the ball out of his hands quickly, but maybe setting them up for later in the game to take some shots downfield.
The best offense has been James Cook, who's sidecar right. And he gets the ball in his belly on a counter, right into the clutches of the front, able to push and grind to the 16, gets 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. Nick Bonito got a Pro Bowl honor and a spectacular year for the Broncos, gets the tackle.
Yeah, once again, it's that left tackle, Deion Dawkins, coming across the formation on a kickout block. I believe that time he ends up running into Jonathan Cooper at 257, running into the 325-pound Pro Bowl left tackle.
Cook already, 7 carries, 53 yards. Second down and 5, Buffalo at the Denver 16. Allen up under center. Bunch trips to the right, including a tight end. Allen, handoff to Cook. He hops and explodes off that right side. And his push gets him to the 14, gain of 2. So it'll be 3rd down and 3, and it feels like this has come up a lot with Buffalo early.
Yeah, and this is where you've got some options here, because once again, if you're feeling confident with Josh Allen on 4th down, if you're going to make that decision offensively and as a head coach that, hey, we're going to treat this as 4-down territory, this still could end up being a running play. So 3rd and 3, don't be surprised if they end up running it, but I think that they're going to end up putting the ball back through the air here.
Ty Johnson is checked in at running back. Allen out of the gun. 3rd and 3, play clock at 6. Allen looks left and calls timeout. Did not like the matchup.
John, he was looking back and forth to his running back, Ty Johnson. It didn't seem like they were on the same page with which direction he was going. So as soon as your quarterback is kind of having a conversation with the running back, things just don't look like they're right.
Allen, 6 of 9 passing, 45 yards. The Bills on the year rack, brilliant in the red area, getting touchdowns 72% of the time, second best in the league, while this Denver defense, 3rd best denying touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, this is the point where you really find out the reason why these teams are in the postseason, because the critical statistical categories, we talked about pass rushing for Denver, we talked about turnover margin for Buffalo and for Denver, talk about red zone, both of these teams really good in this matchup in the red zone, are going to end up defining who ends up winning this game.
12th play of the drive, down 7-3, 3rd and 3 at the 14, Allen on the roll to the left, tuck and sprint, he's got the first, he shoulders a Bronco at the 5, chopped down there. That's 9 yards for the QB. Sternad gave him the stick, and Allen invited it, launching into the linebacker.
Probably not too many times where a linebacker, inside linebacker, mind you, like Sternad, is going to run into a quarterback and is going to have that type of collision. But again, that's just the difference, the competitive level and the physicality that Josh Allen brings to this offense.
James Cook is checked back in. He's been a touchdown machine. Allen late, formation change under center. Bunch trips right, single wide left. That's Keon Coleman. Allen, handoff to Cook. Giant gash in the heart of the defense, and he breaks the plane on the left side. Touchdown, Buffalo! A huge hole opened up. Contact as he reached the end zone stripe, and he plunges across with arm, and the Bills take the lead 9-7, 12:57 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier, just a magical season for James Cook. Now his 19th total touchdown this year. Some excellent blocking up front. He finds a little bit of a cutback lane back to the left-hand side of his offensive formation and does just enough to get that ball across the front plane of the goal line.
Cody Barton got him before he broke the plane, and he carried Barton into the end zone. So now the point after, left to right from Tyler Bass, has already hit a 26-yard field goal in the game, trying to make it a field goal affair. Snap clean, spot good, right footed kick in the air, and good. 12:57 to go in the second quarter. The Bills have their first lead of the game. It's 10-7 Buffalo on top of Denver. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Tyler Bass launches the kick left to right. Mims watches it whistle into the end zone, a touchback. For more on the injury situation, banged up bodies on both sides, let's go to Olivia.
Well, good news for the Bills defense as cornerback Taron Johnson is running onto the field right now. He cleared concussion protocol in the tent, went in the locker room where he was evaluated for a neck injury, and is good to go. Certainly a lot of players and coaches coming up to him here on the sideline, giving him hugs, making sure he's okay. You set the scene perfectly, John, with the context of that here with the Bills. On the other side, Broncos cornerback Jonah Ellis is questionable to return with a shoulder injury as well on that last drive.
Thank you kindly. Now it's Knicks under center. Tyler Bidet is in, gets the ball, and drives right through the heart of the Bill defense to Taron Johnson. Trips him up around the 37. Rasul Douglas, part of the contact, and that's 7 yards for Bidet in his first action since week 4, Rack. It was a surprise when Estime was inactive and Bidet made active today.
Exactly. You talked about it. Olivia gave us the update at the top of the broadcast, but the fact that he has not played shows that he has kind of been working his way back and shown the trust level to not only the offense but to the coaching staff that Estime, who had been kind of coming on as a rookie this year, is inactive in favor of Bidet.
Second and three. Does Knicks take a shot? No, they run a little sweep action with Mims on a jet play far right to near left, and he takes Milano with him out of bounds for a first, getting beyond the 40. They pick up about four to the 41, first and 10.
Yeah, just enough of a block by Nate Adkins, the fullback, out on the perimeter. He was matched up against Milano, which just gave Mims enough room to get around the corner. When you run in those speed sweeps, you've just got to be able to block that first perimeter defender to allow the ball carrier to get around the edge.
Denver again using a little bit of tempo, as you pointed out earlier. First and 10, Denver from its own 41, 10-7 to Buffalo. Press shown near side, saw far side from Buffalo. Safety's in steep retreat. Play fake by Knicks. Loads up, fires over the middle. Tip ball incomplete. A hand on it from Terrell Bernard. It was seemingly destined for Cortland Sutton, and Bernard nearly picked it off and knocked it down to the turf.
Well, excellent pass pro by the Broncos as Bo Nix ends up taking a deep drop after this shotgun snap. He has plenty of time to kind of survey the field. Now, the ball comes out of his hand, and the football's got a little bit of a wiggle, right? So it was not a tight spiral, but I think this is a ball that Cortland Sutton, with the type of season that he had, 1,081 yards receiving, he has got to make this catch. You get into the postseason, you have an opportunity like that, got to make that play.
Fullback Michael Burton is checked in. He motions behind the line of scrimmage, set up in an offset eye, strength left, play clock at one. Handoff goes to Williams, and there's very little ground right at the point of attack. A couple of yards to the 43, silenced up front. Daquan Jones, part of the denial there. It's 3rd and 8.
A little bit of discipline being shown there by Sean Payton. The fact that you get an incomplete pass on first down, you come back on 2nd and 10 to come back and run the football. I think that's one area that Sean Payton has tried to grow this year, is don't feel like I always have to throw the football. Running it is not a bad thing. He's staying disciplined to it on 2nd and long situations.
Denver 1 of 2 on 3rd down today. Bills, one of their weaknesses, not good defensively on 3rd down. Very soft secondary, plays deep. Motion from Sutton. Play clock at one. Knicks the calm snap. Fades back, needing 8. Rolling to his right. He throws on the run. A little short, nearly picked. Incomplete. It was closest to the tumbling Bill. It was Taylor Rapp who dove forward like a center fielder and could not quite cup it cleanly. It'll be punt time for the Broncos.
Yeah, this is a designed half roll from Denver, okay? So what that does is it kind of eliminates half of the field for Knicks to be able to work with, but they're trying to get him a clean look outside the pocket. This ball just thrown way behind his intended receiver, Cortland Sutton. No chance to make a 3rd down conversion.
Second punt try for Riley Dixon. Khalil Shakir set up at the far hash at his own 9. Right to left, it's a fake, it's a pass to the near left, to Mims, they complete it! The punter pass on a fake, and they convert on 4th and 8, all the way to the Buffalo 42! That's the 2nd pass attempt and completion for Dixon on the year!
And what a gutsy call this is. You mentioned it on the situation, 4th and 8. You're not expecting this as a defense. You're not expecting this as a punt return because you expected more 4th and 1, 2, 3, 4. But the connection between Dixon and his receiver Mims for the first down, the huge first big play that we've seen on special teams in this game.
That's his 5th career pass completion. Inverted bone from Denver. Handoff goes to Williams. And he bulldozes that right side, pounds on the ground to the 37, able to pick up about 5. It'll be 2nd and 5, 9:50 clock roll, 2nd quarter. It is 10-7 Buffalo, but what guts by the Broncos and Sean Payton.
It just shows the attitude that they're coming into the game with, that we're going to roll everything out on the table, we're going to use everything at our discretion, and we are coming here to try to win the football game. And how do we do that? If we need to create extra possessions by running some fakes, we'll do it. They dial one up, and it's successful.
2nd down and 5 from the 37. Motion Mims to the right. Knicks slings it to Mims. The blocks are not there, and he's blown up. As soon as he had the ball, he got stopped and dropped. It'll be a loss of 3. Terrell Bernard was there at the 41.
Yeah, you've just got to be aggressive at the point there. And what I mean by the point is when the wide receiver is trying to block the defensive player, you have got to create that penetration, get into the backfield, and Terrell Bernard, he sniffs this one out, knives through 2 Denver wide receivers that are trying to block him to make the play in the backfield.
Spotted at the 39, it's 3rd and 7. Broncos break huddle, 10-7 to Buffalo. Broncos on the drive, right to left, far right half. Knicks out of the gun, trips near left, single back right. five deep defenders for Buffalo. Knicks back-footed, launches into a throw. One-on-one left sideline, out of bounds. An ugly look for Knicks, who got knocked down in the process. And driving pressure there from Von Miller, the former Bronco and the hero of Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, just immediate pressure in the backfield. And for whatever reason, they don't block Von Miller. And I would probably make a better business decision if I was Denver, that if I see number 40 out on the edge, guess why he's in the football game? To rush the passer. That's where Von Miller is at in his career at this point. So unfortunately for the Broncos, after the successful fake, they got the punt team back out on the field.
Their all-time leader in sacks, MVP of Super Bowl 50. Punter back out. No pass here. This time a kick by Dixon trying to pin Shakir inside of the 10. It falls down at the 6. It's down by Mims at the half-yard line. It took one skip. That's a 38-yard pin punt.
That's excellent execution there from Mims. Understanding when the receiver, the returner, is not going to make a play on the football. You turn around, you find it in the air, and you make a play on it before the ball goes into the end zone.
Pin deep. It is 10-7. Buffalo the lead. Now the ball, 8:28 second quarter. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Allen under center, standing in his end zone, flinching from Denver, trying to get Buffalo to jump. The Bills do not. Crowded front from Denver. Allen hands to his ear flaps, and then a flag flies. Looked like shutter on the entire front.
The defender did not get into the neutral zone. False start. Offense, half the distance to the goal, still first down.
I mean, half the distance, Rack, the nose of the football is on the white line
right
of the end zone.
Yeah, and that's why Buffalo goes for it, right? Like, even if they do end up having one of their guys flinch, it doesn't necessarily hurt you that bad, but they're just trying to see if they can get the cheap 5 yards, give themselves a little bit more breathing room. Denver does a good job with showing discipline, a little bit of movement, but they don't get into the neutral zone.
Allen under center, standing in the end zone. Extra offensive lineman in Alec Anderson. Gets motioned down to the left side. Cook, the deep back, is two-thirds deep in the end zone at the top of the L in Bills. Gets the ball in his belly. Burst through the first wave. Jukes an initial defender. And then finally down just short of the 10. He got 8 hard yards. Brandon Jones gets the tackle.
Yeah, and John, generally play callers and offenses have a set of plays that they just call backed up, right? So these are the plays that we're going to run if we're backed up. It's called situational football. And all you're trying to do is get yourself some breathing room. So mission accomplished from Buffalo. They get themselves a breathing room. Now they can kind of operate the regular offense that they'd like to.
Bills had 100 yards rushing on their first two drives in this game. Second and called at 1. Allen under center. Receiver motion. Hand off to Cook off the left side. And he gets undercut and brought down at the 10-plus. And it looks like he's right around the marker, perhaps just short.
Riley Moss, number 21, he ends up knifing in right at the last second to get the play right near the line of scrimmage.
And it's going to be third down and 1. They are shy. Allen under center with Cook right behind him. Allen keeper off the left side. He's got the push. Similar shades of the fourth down earlier. They get 2+, earn the 13, first and 10.
It's almost like it gets to the situation where it's third or fourth and 1, John, and it's like you could almost whisper to him across the line, hey, we're about to quarterback sneak. Now your job is to try to stop it. We got a 240-pound quarterback that's done this extremely well throughout the entire course of the season, if not his career. Now we're going to just dare you to stop it. And nobody has really been able to do that consistently against Buffalo.
Under 7 minutes, second quarter. 10-7 Bills on the drive. Now some breathing room at their own 13 and a fresh set of downs. Ty Johnson is subbed in. Sidecar left, slot left. Motion Samuel right to left. Play fake to him. Allen fades back. Pats the football. Reluctantly slings it flat for Samuel left side. Up the left sideline. Outraces the initial man, DJ Jones, who gets help. Veers him out of bounds at the 19. They get 6.
Probably the first time that Josh Allen held onto the football a little bit. Now, they did have the extra offensive lineman in Anderson, who was lined up at essentially a right tight end, but now you're getting an offensive lineman at your tight end spot as an extra protector. So he didn't really feel like the pressure was coming. He was trying to take a shot a little bit further downfield, but did not find anybody, so he just checks it down to Curtis Samuel in the left flat.
Zebra!
Now Allen out of the gun, sidecar right, second down and 4, Bills from their own 19. Motion from Samuel, late adjustment, Denver defense, inside run, a zigzag route to the 22 there for Davis. They're able to get 3, so it'll be third down and 1. Clock rolls 6 minutes.
Now this might be another situation where Buffalo does end up throwing the football, and then it's like, okay, do we end up going for it? It's still kind of backed up in their own territory. It still could be a potential four-down situation with the way and how confident they are with Allen at the quarterback position.
4 of 6 on third down. They're going to go big here, Rack. Reggie Gilliam, true fullback, is in. Extra tight end Dawson Knox.
Yeah, it's almost like, let's not have to get to that decision on fourth down, right? Let's pick it up here.
Backs in a straight eye. Allen under center. They need a yard. Third down from their own 22. Allen, play fake, rolling to the right, man in his face. He tries to turn the corner. He's got it. He just shook Jonathan Cooper, and he beat the backer for a first to the 27. Able to pick up 5.
Well, they did have a couple of receivers out there, so the problem that he puts the defense in, the predicament that they're in, is that he could throw the football. So all he does is give a little wiggle or maybe a little bit of a pump fake. But again, that's the athleticism of Josh Allen. He's got the size, but he can outrun an outside linebacker in Jonathan Cooper to the sidelines and pick up the first down.
He has broken Steve Young's career rushing number in the postseason that was the record until Lamar Jackson broke it yesterday. A pass near right, caught by Amari Cooper, had been away for personal reasons, hadn't had the same impact, able to pick up 5 before he's thrust out of bounds at the 31. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 59.
Hammer down. WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette's sports station.
Bills at their own 31, 2nd and 5, 4:11, clock rolls, second quarter. 10-7 to Buffalo on the drive left to right. Allen under center, James Cook back in as the deep back. Crowded front from Denver, one high safety. Toss left for Cook, tries to cut back right, follow left. Oh, what a block, and he's got the first down. He followed the path of the center, Connor McGovern. And that was a bulldoze blaze of 6 yards for a first down. Justin Sternad, part of the steer.
Rock, again, still have that extra offensive lineman in, and they're going that direction because they feel like they can just overload that side of the line of scrimmage and create what we call numbers, right? Create an advantage on that side of the line of scrimmage. So Anderson, a backup offensive lineman, almost getting more plays than some of the tight ends or wide receivers are in this game.
Haven't seen that deep shot yet from Buffalo. It's been more methodical long drives. Allen under center, Cook the deep back. First and 10, creeping safety, handoff Cook. Right into the heart of the Denver defense. It gets turned aside after a yard plus. Nearly got to the 40. It was Cody Barton there. A third straight 100-tackle season for him. And a noticeable limp off the field for Alec Anderson, putting little weight on his left cleat here. And athletic trainers go to him as he sits down on the bench.
You mentioned the number of players. Buffalo substituting 4 different players on offense, and there's a chance here. We're under 3 minutes that if they, again, just methodical drive here from the Bills, I mean, they could just end up basically taking the rest of the second quarter.
Davis is in sidecar left, 2nd and 8. Almost 6 minutes consumed on this drive. 2:41 clock rolling, second quarter. And whistles Blair on the snap. It'll go against Buffalo. Laundry on the field.
Full start. Offense number 73. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Their 4-time Pro Bowl left tackle, Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, trying to get out of that stance and anticipate the snap just a little bit because he knows he's got an outside rusher, Nick Benito. We talked about the Pro Bowler trying to make sure that he gets back and gets his body in the right position, but just leaves a little bit too early.
2nd and 13, Bills. Clock rolling, 2:36. Bills have 2 timeouts. Broncos have 3. And the warning. Buffalo from its own 35. 4 wide, 2 and 2. Allen fades back left hash. 3-step drop. He's in, and he's dropped. Zach Allen, who's had a brilliant year, perhaps the best inside D lineman in the game, drops him back at the 27. That'll be a loss of 8.
Well, it took nearly a timeout here, I believe, by Denver. Look, took nearly 2 quarters for this pass rush to get to Josh Allen, but it's the interior defensive player in Zach Allen who does it. He's done it throughout the course of this. He's 8.5 sacks.
A modified prevent defense here on 3rd and 21. 4-man rush for Denver. Outside pressure over the middle. It's Shakir. He's got the grab, 35, into the clutches of 2 Broncos that drill him down at the 39. Gain of a dozen, but Cody Barton had the initial hit, and it's 4th and 8. And also Denver blessed with an outstanding return man in Marvin Mims Jr. You pointed out off air, he's made a couple of special teams plays already.
Yeah.
He's a Pro Bowl return man for a 2nd time.
Yeah, already the reception on the fake punt, but then downing that ball inside the one-yard line on the same drive, two special teams plays.
We have reached the two-minute warning. Your score, Buffalo 10, Denver 7. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood 1. Right-footed punch, shot in the air, good hang, decent distance. Mims settles underneath, brings it in, and blown off as soon as he had the ball, annihilated by Mac Hollins. No return after a 45-yard punt. That was outstanding timing, and now yelling and flags. Shoving between both units right at the side of the collision around the 15, and a flag shot straight up in the air. That was beautiful.
As Mac Hollins, the wide receiver, lining up as the gunner out on the right side and just times it perfectly. Flag comes in late. Really kind of surprised that Mims did not signal for a fair catch here.
The Hollins had just taken his jacket off and raced out of the field as they got the sign to go coming back from break, and we're waiting on word from referee Bill Vinovich.
Personal foul. Receiving team number 19. After this is the goal, first down.
It goes on the Pro Bowl return man and Marvin Mims. Your score, Buffalo 10, Denver 7, 1:52 to go second quarter. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood 1. Two timeouts each side. Time of possession heavily owned by Buffalo. Almost 20 minutes to 8.5 for the Broncos. Bo Nix works out of the gun. Trips right, snap near left hash, clad in the white tops with the bright orange pants. Buffalo in the royal blue tops and socks with the white pants. Nix 2 yards shy of his own end zone. Stops the right cleat, takes the snap and fades back. Checks down, throws over the middle to his back. A tumbling grab by Williams. Able to pop up and then gets dropped at the 15. So they're able to get 7, second and 3.
Yeah, inside of 2 minutes here in the first half. This is just the fourth offensive drive for Denver because Buffalo's had 3 double-digit play drives.
Tempo here, 2nd and 3. Pressure comes. Nix flush to his right. One-footed throw. Juggled, settled, and a catch made tight to the sideline. As Taron Johnson able to drive the tight end Lucas Kroll out of bounds. They're able to get a couple of yards. Ball to the 17. Make it 3rd and 1. Clock rolling at 1:10. Will Lux, career-long 60. That was in a dome when he was a Saint. Outdoors, it's 55. Broncos 1 of 4 on third down. Keeper by Nix, so they get the first. He goes over center, but a lot of time ticking here. They'll call the timeout to freeze it at 57 seconds. They got one left. Empty. Nix out of the gun. First drive was 3 for 3 over 60 yards. Since he's 3 of 6 for 6 yards. On 1st and 10, backside pressure. He's flushed and he sprints out to the 15, the 20. Bang it outside the numbers at the 30 and slides down. He has the first down. Gets to the 31. That's a gain of a dozen. 45 seconds. Clock rolling. One timeout. A running back in Javonte Williams. Nix. Hands to the sides of his helmet, trips right, snap near left hash. 2 deep safeties for Buffalo. Nix takes the snap and fades back. He's pressured. He throws one-footed, tight to the sideline for Sutton, who shapes up and rips it in, gets out of bounds with the first down of the 42. That'll freeze the clock at 27 seconds.
Looked like Christian Benford, the corner on that play, was trying to see if he could lobby for a push-off from Sutton, but nonetheless, the first down from Denver keeps them on the field here offensively.
They got 11 yards. Now Denver at its own 42. One timeout, 27 seconds. Big blitz coming near side. They pick it up. Nix steps into a throw well short of Mims, who was at first down distance of the Buffalo 45, but it wilted well short of the target. Incomplete.
Yeah, some late pressure coming by DeMar Hamlin, but Javonte Williams, the running back, just sitting there waiting for him. He ends up picking it up. So pretty good protection there from Denver offensively. Just not a very accurate throw there from Bo Nix.
They probably have to get to around the Buffalo 38-40-yard line to try a field goal. Nix out of the gun. Deep drop. Checking down, checking down. He's flushed and rushed. Flag out. Throws on the run to the right. One-handed tip incomplete. Devon Vele launched up that right sideline, went straight horizontal, and it kicked off the palm of his extended gloved right hand.
This looks like it's in the vicinity of defensive holding here, and I think it was the player on top of Javonte Williams.
Prior to the pass, holding. Defense number 47. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
You called a partner, Christian Benford.
Yeah, he was on the opposite side of the formation, and he's just battling. and he ends up just holding on. Initially, it was on top of Sutton. Just way too much contact and grabbing of the jersey kind of gives Denver a first down and some extra yardage here.
But only 15 seconds now, Rhett.
Yeah, they're working against the time. And as we talked about, just one timeout left, and Sean Payton trying to save that in case he wants to throw the ball in the middle of the field and get the field goal unit out there.
Knicks out of the gun. Timeout will come first. Timeout Buffalo. They still had two, so the Bills will have one remaining, and the Broncos one. Sutton lines up near left. Knicks goes modified empty with Williams as an H position left. Shotgun snap. Knicks rolling to his right. He's harassed on the run. He throws, and he pins it to Sutton at the Buffalo 35. And he gets pushed out of bounds on the far side of the 32 after a 21-yard pickup. 5 seconds on the clock. And they're set up for what would be about a 49-yard field goal try as Will Lutz jogs out to try to tie the game at halftime.
Well, there you go. That's the reason why you try your best to save that timeout in your pocket, because you have so many more options from a play-calling perspective. And even though Sutton ends up getting close to the sideline, they rule him inbounds, which means the clock was winding, but they had the timeout to call. If you don't have that timeout, there's no chance they get this field goal attempt.
Now, Buffalo has a timeout, could try to freeze Lutz, who will attempt a 50-yard field goal right to left, right hash. He's 5 of 7 from 50-plus on the year. Trying to tie it at 10. Lutz takes 3 strides to his left. He awaits the snap, a right to left kick. Snap clean, spot good, right footed kick is in the air. It's got the distance, and it's off the upright. No good! Lutz doinks, and the Bills hold on to a field goal edge at halftime, 10-7.
Wow, plenty of distance, and this ball was on the right side of the uprights. As I was watching it on the monitor, I said, does it have enough to hook back in? And it hits right off the right upright, falls back into the end zone. No good. The Broncos executed their two-minute drive here to end the half, but they were not able to cap it off with points.
That's the end of the first half. Your score, the Bills 10, the Broncos 7. So Denver to kick and Buffalo to have the football, as Will Lutz, who doinked a 50-yard field goal try that would have tied it at halftime, will handle the kick duties. Brandon Codrington out, a hamstring injury. Ty Johnson, Ray Davis handling kick return. Well, the ball sent to the 3 in the hands of Johnson, sprinting up to the 15, the 20, 25, 30, and gets spilled at the 36-yard line. Contact there from Chris Abrams' drain, and solid field position to Allen from under center. Motion from Hollins, handoff to Cook. Jump cut makes a man miss bad. Choked the shake in the backfield and burst to the 42, picks up 6. Riley Moss with the stick there, 2nd and 4.
Yeah, John, you talked about that being the advantage of the first half, was Buffalo's ability to run the football overall, but Cook and he had 78 yards at the halftime break, and he's been one of the stars of this Buffalo offense the entire season. He's able to rush it in for a touchdown, or he scores back in the first half, and their ability to continue to go to him and this running game here in the second half could really prove dividends for them.
14 carries, 85 yards for Cook. Backs into straight eyes, 2nd down and 4. Toss to Cook, left side. Broncos try to collapse, but he gets into that second wave, and he's got the first down. He's able to just fall forward into the clutches of Justin Cernan. How about the first half, by the way, for Cook? The most rushing yards at halftime for a Bill at a playoff game since Thurman Thomas had a 113 back in 1995.
Yeah. Anytime you're getting yourself into the conversations with Thurman Thomas, you know you're doing some really good things. And something that I've kind of had my eye on, because I believe that carry, now 15 carries for Cook in this game, he averages under 13 a game, and he's hit the 20 carry mark just once this entire season, but they've gone to him a lot in this game.
Allen under center, near left hash, going right to left of the Buff 48, play fake. Allen pressured, steps up, throws, open target, Denver 27, brought in by Dawson Knox. Takes the hit, holds onto the ball as they go over the top for a chunk play and a first down, 24 yards.
Yeah, one of the first plays that we've seen Buffalo connect downfield. It's play fake to James Cook, and then they get the protection again. Dawkins out on the outside, he's able to lock down Nick Bonito, gives Josh Allen just enough time to step up in the pocket. He finds Dawson Knox coming from the right side of the formation over to the left to hook up for the first down.
Safety P.J. Locke with the stick, backs in a straight eye. Cook with Gilly and the fullback in front of him. Motion from Samuel. Hand off Cook, has a gash on the right side. Turn it back left with a block. Gets low and drives through the Denver defense inside of the 10 all the way down to the 8. Dondre Tillman finally delivers the hit after 19 yards earned by Cook. He's over the century mark.
Excellent job again by the offensive line here. Spencer Brown ends up kind of wiping down the right side, but then they get the left guard David Edwards pulling around the corner as a lead blocker. He gets through, and he ends up with a block on the inside linebacker Cody Barton, which just opens up the floodgates for James Cook.
Cook the deep back, first and goal from the 8. Allen under center. Motion Hollins left to right. Hand off Cook, pauses, tries to burst, and P.J. Locke just locks down upon him at the 6, only a couple of yards. Dondre Tillman in on that contact. It'll be second and goal from the 6.
Yeah, and they're just going to continue to go to this running game until Denver proves that they can consistently stop it. Until Denver gets penetration, they get a tackle for loss in the backfield, they get a tackle for no gain right at the line of scrimmage. Like, why would you deviate from it? It's working, and I'm telling you, you get your offensive linemen confident, and that's kind of what springs forward everything else for the rest of the game.
10-7 to Buffalo. Allen under center between the hashes at the 6. Second and goal. Hand off Cook. Cut it out left. Stiff arm. He's surrounded. Hounded. Man on his back. He gets dropped. At around the 6.5, he'll lose half a yard. Jaquan McMillan is the man who launched on top of him. And now it's third and goal at 6+.
Well, that's what Denver needed. Dondre Tillman finally, number 92, he ends up getting some initial penetration to really force James Cook to bounce it to the outside. But that's where Denver had some other reinforcements there. So that's what they needed. Get your running back to stop his feet, change directions, and get that big tackle for loss or no gain at the line of scrimmage.
Bills 5 of 8 on third down today. Third and goal from the 6. Ty Johnson in. James Cook is out. Trips right. Allen near left hash. Beckons wide out motion. Takes the snap. 3-step drop. Looking right. Check down. Check down. Scans left. Pass the football. Pass the football. He sidesteps a man. And now a second hit comes. DJ Jones, the big D tackle. Bear hug and drag him down at the 9. He'll lose 3. It's fourth and goal. And the field goal unit comes out.
Well, I thought Josh Allen had Keon Coleman on a quick speed out to the right side of the formation right away. But I don't think he was looking in that direction. But Keon Coleman created a little bit of space, and he was looking down the middle of the field. But towards the end of the play, Dalton Kincaid turned around, looked to the official. I think he was trying to get a holding penalty. No flags thrown on the field.
So now the field goal try right to left. Tyler Bass is hit from 26. From 27, snap spot, right foot, a kick is in the air, and it's good. Well, the Bills get the ball to begin the second half, but shades of their first possession of the game. They have to settle for 3. It's 13-7. And Mims and Smith, the return man, split in the end zone. Pass to the teed-up ball, drives, low liner on a skip. Smith watches it into the back of the end zone for a touchback. John Sadak, Derek Ragley here at the Granger Broadcast booth in Orchard Park. Olivia Harland-Decker down on the sidelines. From their own 20, near right hash, going left to right. 10:03 to go, third quarter. Bills a 13-7 lead. Broncos the ball. Jaleel McLaughlin, the deep back. Knicks under center. Mims fakes motion. Taron Johnson goes with him. They show man. Blitz shown by the Bills. They bring it up the gut. Hand off McLaughlin. Nowhere to go. He is dropped for no gain right at the 20. Matt Milano was there. He's been flying all around.
John, real quick, too, but during the break, I did see a couple of replays, and there was a holding penalty in the back of the end zone on Dalton Kincaid, and it was Patrick Surtain on top of him, and they showed it, and I think it was missed by the officials because that would have been first down for Buffalo.
They just showed our referee, Bill Vinovich, seemingly talking to Josh Allen, put his hand to his chest. Interpret that how you will.
Yeah, right.
Second and 9, called it from the 21. Motion from Bele. Knicks out of the gun. Single back right. Slot left. Bit of a fluttery snap. Handoff and the low drive there for Javonte Williams. Able to pinball the first hit, but the second takes him at the 25. It's a gain of 4. It'll be third down and 5.
You know, one thing I've noticed here, John, and it's a really small thing, but Denver is having to use, and a lot of teams do this now, but their offensive guard is giving the center a little hand wave, which means he could snap the football. And the problem is he's doing it at the same cadence, so now Buffalo's defensive line is starting to jump the snap because of that.
2 of 5 on third down, needing five on third down. Nix hangs in the pocket, pass off the hands of his target, Troy Franklin, who played DB. Right up in the air with him was Rasul Douglas, and it felt like Franklin was more shielding the football than trying to grab it off his hands to the turf, incomplete.
Yeah, again, it's been a couple of times now. We saw in the first half, Sutton had one that he probably should have brought in, and this is another one here that Franklin, yeah, the ball was a little bit high, but not every throw is going to be perfect. Like, you got to make a play for your quarterback, for your offense to get a first down and keep yourself on the field.
Riley Dixon to punt, clean snap, right-footed kick in the air, not great distance, good hang time, fair catch wave, and brought in cleanly at the 27 by Khalil Shakir. Your score, the Bills now with the ball have a 13-7 lead after that 48-yard punt. 8:40 to go, third quarter. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Now here are the Bills beginning a drive at their own 27, 13-7 the Bills lead, 8:40 to go, third quarter. Allen under center. Hand off to Cook, already over 100 yards rushing, and he gets very little here. Only a yard to the 28 as Jaquan McMillan launched onto his back and dragged him down.
Yeah, that's what you had kind of talked to me about, John, is that when James Cook is in the game, this is the Denver offense, defense needs to make sure, okay, we've got to get stops in the running game. We can't give James Cook 6, 7, 8 yards, because then they're just going to continue to pound the ground, the ball on the ground. They almost need to force Josh Allen to try to take some chances and see if this defense can make some plays when the ball's in the air.
Fifth Buffalo possession, only one touchdown so far. A couple of field goals and a punt. Allen on second and 9, crossing look, wide open over the middle. Shakir able to run out of the first hit, and then a second pops him out of play. Pat Surtain the second at the 41. They get 13 yards first down.
That's what Shakir does so well. The crossing routes, again, we saw one back in the first half. And it's the chemistry and the confidence that these two have in each other and the ability to get yourself open. Again, I mean, give Shakir credit, because when he's coming across the formation, there was not a Broncos defender that was in 3 or 4 yards. I mean, that's just an easy read for your quarterback to put the ball on your front shoulder and let you turn upfield.
7 straight completions for Allen. Now 11 of 14 on the game for just 107 yards. Ray Davis has checked in at running back. First and 10. Hand off to Davis. Jump cut to that second level. Flag out. He went into the arms of Justin Sternad and went for a ride to the 48. They get 7. And it looks like it'll go against Buffalo here. Bill Vinovich, our referee.
Holding. Offense number 86. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Primary tight end, Dalton Kincaid.
Well, initially, David Edwards was one that kind of threw both of his hands out to the side. I'm thinking he felt like maybe they were calling out on him. But as you mentioned, they called 86 ball on foul on Kincaid there, and really kind of backs Buffalo up. Again, they've, for the most part, they stayed away from this situation. And the last time that they got to a really deep third and long situation, they weren't able to convert.
First down to 20, Buffalo from its own 31. Its offense has been driven by James Cook runs, but Ray Davis is once again in there, it looks, at running back. Receiver motion and Cooper. Shotgun snap, Allen locked left side. Pocket holding, eroding. He's flush, sprinting to his right. Reverse field, shakes the first defender, second man there, and the duo then drag him down at the 38. He's able to pick up 7. Jonathan Cooper was there stride for stride with late help.
Well, as Josh Allen ends up scrambling out to the right side, there was really no numbers over there. Dalton Kincaid was basically the only player on that side of the field that he had a chance to, but Riley Moss was locked right on top of him. So as he's looking downfield, he doesn't really have an outlet, so he just has to cut this one back up inside and does his best, like he's done all year, to kind of make something out of nothing.
Split backfield. Now they motion out. Matt Collins. Snap right hash, going right to left, out of the gun, second and 13, Buffalo at its own 38, leading 13-7. Low snap, blitz is on, Allen fields it, lob right, too long and hard arm. He led his back, Ray Davis too far, and flags everywhere as Davis got annihilated as the ball sailed past him, and Davis is on his back. They beckon immediately for athletic trainers to come out. He got rocked on that hit without the football right at midfield.
Yeah, that looked like Brandon Jones.
Personal foul. Defense number 22. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
And indeed, it is Denver's top tackler. All right, this is a violent hit.
Yeah, Jones comes in and essentially puts big-time shoulder right into Ray Davis. And And there was a lot of pressure here in the face of Josh Allen, so he has to just cut this football loose. And he puts a lot of air underneath it on what looks kind of like a wheel route on the right side of the formation. And Davis is kind of outstretched trying to get his hands on the football. And that's when Brandon Jones came down with the big-time hit.
Multiple players, both teams on bent knee. 6:05 to go, third quarter. Bills 13, Broncos 7. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Well, the crowd was just in chorus chanting Ray, Ray, Ray for Ray Davis, who was able to come to his feet, but with help on each side from an athletic trainer, was just escorted, walking, yes, but with heavy assistance, up the tunnel to the locker room.
Yeah, they went straight back to the locker room, and he seemed like he was talking to the trainers that were on his left and his right, and it's going to put Buffalo a little light at the running back position, but as of right now, they'll go with the two that they've got that are still healthy.
First and 10, Buffalo driving right to left at the Denver 47. Backs in a straight eye, handoff goes to Cook. Plunges off the left side, but not a whole lot there. The Denver defense stiffens, denies and allows only one to the 46. It'll be second and 9.
John, you and I kind of talked about this back in the first half. I mean, this crowd, it's not their first rodeo. It's just so eerily quiet when Buffalo is on offense. And then as soon as Bo Nix comes out, I mean, everybody in blue and red and white stands up and they get loud. I mean, it's just a great theater for National Football League.
Drive right through the neighborhood on the way here. Folks standing literally on the front lawns waving at you. Second down and 9 at the Denver 46. 13-7 Bills. 5:25 clock rolling, third quarter. Blitz is on. Allen can feel it. He steps up, fires over the middle. He finds his target inside the numbers at the 35. And a turn up field for an extra couple more for Dalton Knox. Riley Moss hits him after 13 yards for a first down.
As you see, John, pretty much everything in the passing game has been either a short crossing route or it's one of some of these curls, maybe a little bit of a deep crossing route. But at what point does Joe Brady end up kind of taking a shot downfield? Maybe not necessarily built for that. Keon Coleman has been a little bit more of their big play receiver as he's lined up on the right side of the formation with a tight split.
Knox already a couple of grabs. He excels getting touchdowns in the red area in the playoffs. Allen split backfield. Play fake on a looping run try. Steps into a throw way too tall. Miscommunication with Keon Coleman. Shot it overhead as we check in with Olivia.
Yeah, Bills running back Ray Davis, as you said, in the locker room. He's being evaluated for a head injury.
Kind thanks, and certainly hope the best for him. There have been a few scary scenes on hard collisions in this game already. We saw it with Taron Johnson in the secondary for the Bills, who has since returned and been playing.
Yeah, it's good to see him back in the game. And as you mentioned on that last play, it was like Keon Coleman came out of his break. And I think Josh Allen was thinking he was going to go a little bit deeper, a little further up the field. Keon Coleman came out with a little bit more shallow angle, just not on the same page there.
Seventh play of the drive, 3 runs, 3 passes so far. Second and 10 at the Denver 33. Hand off to Cook, reverse to the right, and latching onto him, Dondre Tillman, who's been very active right near the line of scrimmage, drags him down after 2. So it'll be 3rd down and 8. Tillman's been living at that line of scrimmage or behind it in the backfield.
Well, and that was an excellent job by him because, again, he's got Deion Dawkins at 320, 330 coming across the formation trying to kick him out. But he's seen it a couple times so far in his game. So that time he sat down, got into his legs, was able to take on the offensive tackle, then still peel away and make the play on the ball carry.
Bills 5 of 9 on 3rd down. It's 3rd and 8. Ty Johnson comes into the backfield. To Allen's left, snap right hash, a little tall, quick hitter left. It's caught by Shakir, has blocks on the screen up the left side, and he's going to get to the 24-and-a-half. He'll be short. Zach Allen was in there. It's going to be 4th down and 1. Do they go for it?
Excellent job by Allen getting out of the stack. Bonito nearly breaking that football up, but the big number 99 comes out to get Shakir and forces Buffalo to make a decision, but they pretty much know what they're going to do. On 4th down and short.
Second best in the league this year. Converting on 4th down 73% of the time. Allen works out of the gun here, though. This isn't the tailor-made Allen launching over center. They need a yard on 4th down. Shotgun snap. He's going to throw on 4th down. Steps up, rolls to his right. Holding, holding, holding. Looking for somebody. There's nothing. He now fires to the back of the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown! Ty Johnson! Off his back foot, Allen just spun it to the back of the end zone, and Johnson dove on the ground to cup it clean. It is 19-7 Bills on a spectacular throw and catch.
just watched a quick replay, and this looks like it's going to be a confirmed catch. Johnson goes down as he's sliding, ends up corralling it against his right forearm, and the football doesn't move at all. And again, the improvisation by Josh Allen. John, I thought he was going to run it. Like, once he got outside to the right, I'm thinking, okay, fourth and one, he's just going to tuck it down and pick up the first down. But instead, keeps his eyes downfield, and right at the last second, he finds Johnson at the back end of the goal line. Gets rid of the football. They're taking a look at this.
I mean, that is a brilliant throw, and perhaps an even better artful catch by Ty. It's a running back. He had 18 catches all year. So they're taking another look. By the way, Buffalo has its offense out there. So if this stands, they're going to go for two. They only went for two once all year and converted. Bill Vinovich emerged from replay review and said that touchdown stood. What a grab by Ty Johnson back at the end zone, cupping it tight to his body. And Rack, I think you were onto something while we were away. It might have been about his rear foot possibly grazing the out-of-bounds white.
Possibly, but they came back and said the play stands. Excellent concentration to corral that football against his right forearm.
So now the Bills go for two, leading 19-7, 3:06 to go third quarter. They go empty, tight end motion. Allen locked left side, checks down. Backside pressure comes. He spins it right. Corner, corner. Conversion complete to Keon Coleman. And it's 21-7 Bills, 3:06 to go third quarter.
Really nice play design, because Keon Coleman's going to start on the right side of the formation. He comes in like he's going to run across the back end of the goal line. He's got Riley Moss over the top of him, but then he sticks his right foot in the ground, comes back out of it on the same page with Josh Allen, puts it out in front of him for the two-point conversion.
Your score, the Bills 21, the Broncos 7, 3:06, third quarter. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Kick from Tyler Bass, right to left. Mims and Smith, the split return man. The ball launched. Smith backpedals and brings it in. Drops it in the end zone. Now takes a bent left knee. Let's check the drive summary, sponsored by University of Maryland Global Campus. Earn graduate and undergraduate certificates online with University of Maryland Global Campus. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by Chev. 9 plays, 73 yards, over 5.5 minutes on 4th-and-1, a 24-yard pass to the backup running back Ty Johnson from Josh Allen. His 22nd passing touchdown in the postseason. It breaks Jim Kelly's Buffalo Bills franchise record. So here's Bo Nix, the rookie. Backs in a straight eye from his own 30, left to right, down a couple of touchdowns. First Bronco rookie quarterback to start a playoff game. Calls for little Jordan Humphrey to motion right to left. Bill shows zone. Handoff goes to Javonte Williams, who rumbles off that right side and earns the 33, a gain of 3. Terrell Bernard stops him there, but time ticking on Denver.
Yeah, oddly enough there, Cortland Sutton and Bo Nix both felt Damar Hamlin, the safety, coming down in the box, knowing that they were going to be running the football in that direction. And had they not brought little Jordan Humphrey across the formation to block him, that he would have blown it up at the line of scrimmage. So getting everybody on the same page to make sure they got what we call a hat on a hat. Opposite color jersey covered up. You don't want to have your safeties coming down making plays in the run game.
Total yards, 312 Buffalo, 169 Denver. Handoff Bidet, and he has nothing. Silenced at the point of attack. It's Matt Milano who sticks him down after he gets a skinny yard. It'll be 3rd and 6 with the ball just shy of the 34.
Well, Sean Payton's thinking on that second down play, can we come back with a running play to get us down into, like, a say, a 3rd and 2 or 3 situation where Buffalo is able to make a stop for a very short game, really kind of putting Denver in a predictable passing situation here.
3rd down and 6, Javonte Williams sidecar left. Are you thinking 4-down territory yet?
I don't not know. Not at this point in the game.
Nix pointing at the right side. He's eyeing Von Miller. Play clock down to 3, down to 2. Shotgun snap. He fades. Flag flies. And the play blown dead.
Ball start. Offense number 16. 5-yard penalty. Still 3rd down.
Rookie wideout Troy Franklin, who has the lone Denver score.
And it's like there's never really an excusable false start, right? But you're thinking more on the offensive line, because they've got to listen, they've got to hear, they've got to see the silent count, but your wide receivers are split out, right? Like, those are the ones that are frustrating for a coaching staff. Like, you're supposed to move when the ball moves.
Final 90 seconds of the third quarter. Denver down 21-7. 3rd and 11 from the 29. Nix out of the gun. pushes Williams out as a wingback left. He's there to pick up pressure. Knicks pass the ball, fires over the middle, off of Bill, incomplete. He was trying to force it to Mims, and DeMar Hamlin was there. It ricocheted off his body. He burst up to his feet, put both hands to the sides of his helmet, thinking he should have picked it off.
But really trying to squeeze this one into a really tight window between the middle linebacker, Terrell Bernard, 43, and then DeMar Hamlin as well. And Hamlin thinking that he undercuts this, might have a chance for an interception, but nonetheless, Buffalo gets the pass breakup and the punt team on the field for the Broncos.
Snap, right-footed punt shot in the air by Riley Dixon. Shakir at his own 17 brings it in. Shakes the first man up to the 20, loses another 25, has a block at the 30, loses another 35 to the 40 on a spin move, and an ankle grab yanks him down to the 42. Outstanding return for Shakir, who's thrust into punt return duty for the first time all year because Codrington is hurt. It was the punter, Riley Dixon, who tackled him. 53-yard punt, but a 24-yard return.
That just shows like what he does when he comes out of the slot, right? That slippery that he has to him with an excellent return to set Buffalo up a pretty good starting field position.
Bills 21, Broncos 7, 106 third quarter. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Well, the Bills with a 21-7 lead start a drive at their own 41, 106 to go in the third quarter. For the Denver offense, since they had a TD to begin the game, it's been punt, punt, miss field goal, punt, punt. And while the Bills have been inconsistent and not quite as explosive as they've been capable of, it's been more than enough. Toss to Cook to the left side. And he gets dragged down by DJ Jones at the 42. Gain of a yard, but what matters even more for Buffalo Rack at this stage with a two-score lead is just hold the ball.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing, John, because, again, we talked about it. They led the NFL in the least amount of giveaways in the regular season, just 8 giveaways. That's part of the reason why they were so strong in the turnover department, because the decision-making that Josh Allen had through the air this year, not throwing interceptions, but also that the ball carrier is not putting the ball down on the turf. So as long as they can just avoid that critical turnover, they're still in the driver's seat here.
11 fumbles, 2 loss for the Bills as a team all year. Allen out of the gun, sidearm sling to the right. And a few blocks there for Amari Cooper, able to navigate to the 44-plus. Gets a little more than 2, called it 3. DJ Jones, another hit, but that's probably the final play of the quarter. It'll be 3rd and 6, and the Bills content to watch the final 8 seconds now fade away. And so we hit zeros with many fans standing here in Orchard Park. We are through 3 quarters. Your score, Buffalo 21, Denver 7. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. On 3rd down, Allen is 3 of 4 with 1 first down. This is 3rd and 6. He's been efficient all game. They stack everyone left. Now drag a wide out. Motion Hollins. Allen fades back, steps into it, lobs it out, open, caught in the chest by Curtis Samuel, 30, banging inside of the 20, 15-10, slips out of a tackle, touchdown Buffalo, 55 yards, lob, catch, TD, it's 27-7. Curtis Samuel had 1 receiving touchdown all year, and he just delivered what is probably a playoff dagger.
Well, again, it's just how they set everything up here with the motion from Mac Hollins to try to get the defense to expand a little bit, but then it's just the deep crossing route, and Allen just puts the ball right into the hands of Curtis Samuel. But then it wasn't just him running out of bounds. He puts his right foot in the ground, and he cuts back across the grain, and Denver's not able to get him down on the ground, and he does the rest to get into the end zone for the touchdown.
Choruses of MVP. 2 touchdowns in barely over 3 minutes for the Bills. They have dropped the hammer on the Broncos. Snap and spot, right footed kick in the air from Bass. He's good. They're pulling away in a big way. Infancy of the fourth quarter. It's the Bills 28, the Broncos 7. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Tyler Bass, low line drive, skips at the 17. Picked up in stride by Smith near the 15 to the 20 to the 25. And he just gets trucked. A wave of Bills defenders smash him down at around the 25. Bo Nix out of the gun, trips right, running back looping in the backfield, Javonte Williams. Settles sidecar left. 28-7 to Bills. It was 7-0 Broncos. Nix, pocket eroding, he's surrounded, he sprints out. Bill defender misses him at the 28 to the 30, the 35, and with light contact, he goes down just beyond the 40. It was Terrell Bernard that bopped him on the shoulder. He's able to improvise and pick up 18 first down.
We didn't really see a whole lot of highlights for this Denver offense, but that's one of the keys that I kind of highlighted is that once Bo Nix starts to scramble, he's got that Josh Allen in him, his ability to make plays with his legs when everything breaks down around him.
Four wide, 2-2, out of the gun. Blitz is on for the Bills. Nix can feel it. He steps into a strong throw, and shaping up, Courtland Sutton gets low and makes the catch, then drops to his knees at the 44 at Buffalo territory. Gain of 13, first down.
Yeah, really nice late blitz pickup there from Javonte Williams, the running back who stays and just kind of scans the defense. He waits for the late blitzer. He's able to pick him up and give Bo Nix just that extra half-second count to get that ball out of his hands for a first down.
At the Buffalo 44, the safety's playing incredibly deep for Buffalo. Shotgun snap. Nix, three-step drop, throws to the right. Catch made right near the stick by Troy Franklin. That's going to be good for a little more than 10. That's a first down.
Well, everything working so far, just what we had talked about right before the drive started, John, is that they have to kind of work quickly here. They need to chew up a bunch of yards and get down and score because 6, 7, 8-minute drives did not help them right now.
At the Buffalo 33, first and 10, down 28-7. Big blitz is on left side. Nix, pump, sees a seam, and he sprints up to the 30, the 25. It slides down smartly at the 21. He picks up a dozen. That's good for another first.
Yeah, this is going to have to be a decision from Buffalo here. Are they going to continue to bring pressure against Bo Nix? Because what happens? You're bringing pressure, you're likely playing man coverage. What does that mean? Your defensive backs have their back turned to the quarterback. And once Nix finds that seam, he's going to make them pay for it.
Late sub, Jordan Phillips. Looks like a timeout called first. There was massive confusion. Quentin Jefferson had jogged on for Buffalo, was beckoned back, and they were down a man. So they had just gotten Jordan Phillips on the field as the snap was coming, and the Bills called timeout. Broncos break huddle. They have three timeouts. 12:51 to go fourth quarter, but they're down three touchdowns. Inverted bone. Three backs surround in triangle fashion. A shotgun quarterback and Bo Nix. One wide to each side. Snap of the right hash. Safety stayed back. Nix doesn't drop. He lobs left, found by Mims at the 28. He gets hammered on the left hip at the 25-yard line. On the launching hit by Christian Bedford. That's going to be a loss of three. It'll be second and 13.
Well, it was a really good job by Rasul Douglas, the corner, because he was basically relaying to the rest of the defense that not only were they in that inverted wishbone formation, but it was Marvin Mims, the wide receiver, who was lined up right behind Bo Nix. Why do I say that? Because it's an adjustment the defense has to make when the wide receiver is in the backfield and not a running back.
Four wide, make it five. Nix sends Williams out. They go empty. Out of the gun, secondary fading, backpedaling for Buffalo. Pressure on Nix, runs out of the hit, throwing on the run, and it's off the tumbled target of Devon Vele. He tried to spin down to the ground outside the numbers at the 12, but could not bring it in cleanly. Von Miller with pressure, incomplete, third and 13.
John, I was just going to say, speaking of spin, it was Von Miller with the quick inside spin route on Mike McGlinchey, the right tackle, and he immediately gets in the face of Bo Nix. You mentioned one of the best pass rushers this league has seen in the past 20 years, still showing some of his abilities out there on the perimeter, nearly gets to Bo Nix for a sack.
28-7 to Buffalo. This crowd at full throat. Nix out of the gun empty. It's third and 13 at the Buffalo 25, and it's certainly more than four down territory. They're going to have to burn a timeout. Oh, that's rough.
Right at the last second, Bo Nix. Right at the last second, Bo Nix is trying to make an adjustment to his offensive line, but then he looks up at the play clock, and there's only 3 seconds left.
They only have two timeouts to go. John Sadak, Derek Rackley here in the Granger broadcast booth at Orchard Park. Olivia Harland-Decker down to the sidelines. For the ones who get it done, Granger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. 12:06 to go, fourth quarter, 28-7 Buffalo. Broncos in dire need of scores, and how much more can be thrust upon Nix, who was brilliant week 18 against Kansas City when he was 26-29, set the Broncos record all time for completion percentage in a game, had 4 touchdowns against no picks, but the Chiefs were sitting their best. The Bills have been guns blazing this whole game.
Yeah, these are the moments where you look at Nix and you're saying he's not a rookie anymore. He's played way too much football for this team and in the NFL now. They need him to just go ahead and show his maturity right here.
Out of the gun, left hash going right to left. Third and 13 for the 25. Seven-step drop. He's pressured. He lobs against the grain. Caught by Sutton at the 20. Turn it upfield to the 15 and gets taken out there. Mark him just inside that 15. Gain of 10. It's fourth and 3.
Yeah, a little bit of a dangerous throw there from Nix, but he's feeling the pressure once again from Von Miller, having to throw that ball back across the grain. But he makes the throw because he sees two of his receivers are wide open on the right side.
Fourth down at a little less than 3. Play fake. Nix rolling right. Flings it out to his back. He gets popped and hops out of bounds. Where do they spot him? He looks to be short. That was McLaughlin up the right side. Bills have him shy. And the spot does as well. A turnover on downs as they get a completion. And it looks like there's a downed player. Multiple men are on bent knee. Cam Lewis of the Bills appears to be down after the contact against the sideline.
Yeah, it just didn't look like there was enough room and spacing here as they ran this play to the short side of the field. As McLaughlin catches the football, he just does not have enough real estate to get turned around and get upfield for the first down.
And his shoulder went into the helmet of Cam Lewis. Your score, 28-7 Bills. Athletic Trainers on the field, 11:32 to go fourth quarter. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Allen under center from his own 14. Pressure, flush to his right, sprinting. Broncos on his heel, zigzag, reluctant slide down at the 19. By the way, a good scene right before we came back. Cam Lewis was able to walk off the field and is patrolling the sidelines, seemingly okay for Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a great sign for him. Looked like he initially wanted some help up from his teammates, but a good job by them saying, no, you stay down. Let's get the trainers over here to take a look at you. He's on the opposite sideline, so he's on the Denver sideline, but good to see him come back up. Allen on that last play trying to take a shot downfield to Kincaid. He was covered up, picking that athleticism from Josh Allen, making something out of nothing.
Has gain of 4 there. He passed Lamar Jackson, most rushing yards by a quarterback in the playoffs ever. Toss left for Ty Johnson, trying to turn the corner right near the stick. He gets veered out of bounds by Sternad with help. They'll mark him at the 23. So gain of 5. He'll be about a yard short.
Yeah, John, I was kind of tracking those rushing numbers as well, you know, as they were trying to pass Steve Young for the most rushing yards in the postseason by a quarterback. But it looks like these two guys are still in the prime of their career. They're going to be going back and forth for years on that record, it looks like.
Yeah, I think the reset is going to be significant by this duo. You know, Russell Wilson was also in that conversation.
Yeah, he was.
Only had 6 yesterday in that blowout. So here's Allen under center. 10:15 clock rolling, fourth quarter, 28-7 to Buffalo. Allen from under center, rolling to his right, throws to his running back, catch made at the 25. Got brought in there by Johnson. That's going to be good for a first down.
John, just to finish up that conversation, though, I will throw one more name in there that's just getting his career started, but I wouldn't be surprised in 5, 6, 7 years that Jaden Daniels is getting into that conversation as well. I mean, that young man is one heck of a talent that's going to be playing, obviously, today or this weekend. And he's a player that could be in that same Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen mode if he continues to take his team to the postseason.
A true dynamo. First and 10 to Buffalo at its own 25. Working clock. Toss left to Johnson. Cut back right. And Allen latches onto him. Zach Allen can move at 6'4", 280 pounds. He has some shake to him. And he's able to yank him down for a loss of 1.
First interior defensive lineman to be named All-Pro since Trevor Price back in 2001. Just think about that. 24 years, 23 years since they've had an interior defensive lineman named All-Pro, and Allen was second-team All-Pro this year.
He's right at the heart of that Denver defense. Allen at first split backfield. He pushes Shakir out into the slot left. They go trips left. Single back right. And a sidearm flick goes on the screen. Spin on the first hit by Shakir. Able to turn it up second wave. Jordan Jackson couldn't corral him the first time. Caught air. He gets to the 30-plus, gain of 7. Jackson ultimately brings him down.
Matt Collins making a little spinning motion with his finger, showing what Khalil Shakir is doing out on the outside. Just so slippery. His ability to get away from would-be tacklers. And I mean, again, it looked like he should have been tackled behind the line of scrimmage, but just finds a way to get himself loose and find the smallest of seams to get himself upfield.
Bills break huddle with 10 on the play clock, content to let this go as far down as possible. Third and four at their 31, up 28-7. Allen out of the gun, calls for motion from Samuel. Play clock at one. They just get the snap ball. Deep drop by Allen. Long lob, one-on-one left sideline. Leaping grab in Denver territory. Outside the numbers at the 34. Dalton Kincaid, he beat P.J. Locke over top. It's 35 yards, quarterback to tight end.
Well, you saw, you heard right at the last second, John, that he said, gotta go, because the play clock was dwindling down. He catches this snap, finds a little bit of seam, and just lets it go and finds Kincaid.
And now here's Allen running tempo, handoff to Johnson, pauses, bursts, and gets a good chunk of about eight. Able to pound to the 26-yard line. It'll be second and two. 7:20 clock rolls. Fourth quarter.
Little hurry-up action just to kind of force the hands of the replay booth to make sure that they didn't have enough time to see whether or not they were going to take another look at that Kincaid reception. But all for naught now as they get another snap off, and it's not only a snap, but it's a successful 7-yard first-down run.
Kincaid, a second-year player, has the most receiving yards by a Bills tight end in his first 2 years ever in franchise history. Allen from under center. Motion from Hollins. Handoff to Cook. First time he's been out there in a bit. He pauses and cuts into the clutches of McMillan along with some help from Cody Barton. So he is brought down at the 22. That's going to be good for another first down.
These are the times where Joe Brady and Josh Allen are just going to sit there and they're going to keep their eyes on that play clock. And I would imagine Josh Allen's going to let that thing get under 10 every time he's about to run a play, if not longer. He might wait till it gets under 5 or so just to continue to bleed this clock.
You got to wonder what the wear and tear has been on this vaunted and talented Denver defense, granted the possession time for Buffalo. They've been on the field a lot. From the 22, first and 10, lob left, one-on-one, incomplete, looking for Keon Coleman, who is matched up with Riley Moss. And Moss yields very little space. Separation is only a little more than 2 yards on passes against Moss, third best in the NFL this year.
That's pretty tight coverage there for Moss, and I think if Keon Coleman is a little bit more emphatic about getting back for the football, so adjusting his body through Riley Moss, I think he draws that flag. Now, he probably still should have. I think that might have been a flag from Riley Moss. It does not get called. But again, the rookie from Florida State, I think he's got to learn to fight through Riley Moss more and make it a clear picture for the officials.
And whistles Blair at the snap for Allen. And it looks like a timeout called first by Buffalo. By the way, only two teams have beaten the Chiefs this year. Those two teams, the Bills and Broncos, right here. Second and 10 at the Denver 22. Ty Johnson, sidecar left to Allen. Out of the gun between the hashes. Denver showing blitz. Allen feels it. Blitz comes. He steps. He's hit. It's caught at the 5. Dragged down at the 2. Mac Hollins with Pat Surtain the second on his back. And a flag after the tackle. First and goal after a pickup of 20 yards.
I heard Josh Allen say, I think he said double hot when he got to the line of scrimmage, knowing that if certain players come.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, taunting, offense number 13, 15-yard penalty, still first down. That 13's first penalty with regards to disqualification.
So Mac Hollins makes that reception across the field and then gets up and has a couple of words to say, gets called for the taunting, but so Josh Allen knew that he had to throw hot off of these blitzers that were coming. It looked like he might have got his hand hit just a little bit, but that's the frustration I think this Denver defense has been seeing this entire game, is either him escaping and getting downfield or getting rid of the football just before they're able to get there.
Well, Hollins just stepped over Surtain. That was the celebration there. And Allen Iverson, you know, Lakers NBA final fashion.
Right, right. We took exception to that.
And it was Bonito who hit Allen the hardest. They sandwiched him, did Bonito and Cooper. Allen came up showing his exposed throwing thumb to the official. So as a result of the penalty, they had first and goal at the 2. Now first and 10 at the 18. Inside of 6 minutes, clock rolling. And whistles, timeout Denver. So the Broncos call their penultimate timeout. Broncos will have one left. Allen under center. First and 10. Bills at the Denver 18. 28-7 to Buffalo. Hand off to Cook, who zigzags at the front. Flag is out. He is down at the 15. Able to pick up three.
Illegal shift. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Be first down.
Well, this game got off to a spectacular start with that Denver touchdown, and then they denied Buffalo in the red area, and it's had a very jagged fourth quarter here.
Yeah, it seems like everything was kind of moving really well, and then now we're starting to get some more clock stoppage, a little bit more penalties, a little bit more sloppy play here.
Already seven penalties for Buffalo for 45 yards. The total number of flags, a little over their season average of about 6.5. They are the 10th most penalized team in the league. So Allen, just 5 yards shy of 3,000 in the playoffs on his career in the year. From the 23, play fake to Cook. Backside pressure. Benito blows him up, and he throws it end zone out of bounds. Incomplete. It was over the top of Hollins. It was a Denver defender that was closest to it, and Brandon Jones. Benito with that driving pressure.
It's a big-time play-action fake in the backfield, but Benito ends up coming around the corner, beating the tight end to get the hit on Allen. And Allen's kind of fortunate that this ball had the steam on it that it did, because Brandon Jones nearly had a chance to pick that pass off.
And that hit from Benito, it was the inside of his right arm hit the base of the back of Allen's helmet.
The second time, I think, on this drive he's taken some hits from Benito.
Ty Johnson in at running back. Play clock at three. Hand off to Johnson, right into the teeth of the Denver defense. Fights through the initial contact to the 18. Making a gain of about 5. Call it 3rd and 9 here. It looks like we'll get another timeout. And another timeout called by the Broncos. Their last. Allen out of the gun. Redirects men up the line. They go 3 wide in the tight end, 2 and 2. Single back left. Blitz comes left side for Denver. Handoff. Bounce it out right for Ty Johnson. Turns the corner on the first man. Hard stiff arm on the second. That was Riley Moss. Veered him out of bounds at the 15. Gain of 2. Fourth down. Tyler Bass started to stride out of the field. Now walks off. Josh Allen jogs to the sideline. Now Allen at the sideline looking around. The offensive line is out there. They're going to let this clock continue to go down. Buffalo does have one timeout. They're going to milk as much clock as possible. 9 on the play clock, 4:48 on the game clock. Play clock at 2 and 1. And the Bills call their final timeout from 34. Snap from Reed Ferguson. A little tall. Spot right footed kick is in the air. And it is good. So Bass, a pure 3 for 3 on field goals. It's 31-7 Buffalo. Now the boot from Bass. Since Tre'Mond Smith deep, it goes a third deep in the end zone. That'll be a touchback on a skip. Bronco offense back to the field. Well, Bo Nix out of the gun. Trips right from his own 30. 4:37 to go. He fades back in the near hash. Lob right to his running back, Javonte Williams. Up into a couple of Bills defenders. And he's knocked down by Taron Johnson at the 37. So a gain of 7, 2nd and 3. And they're trying to run with some pace, but it's a more modified and modest than it was last possession. Shotgun snap, blitz on up the gut from Buffalo. They pick it up and a pass over the middle off the hands of Devon Vele. He can hear footsteps and he dropped the would-be first down just beyond the 40.
Yeah, it looks like he felt DeMar Hamlin coming right from the middle of the defense and thinking that he might end up taking a hit there. Just loses his concentration right at the last second.
Yeah, this Bills defense, since that first drive, outstanding. And it's multi-layered. No one player has shined the brightest, but Matt Milano's been around the quarterback a lot. 3rd and 3 from the 37. Game clock at 4:09, frozen. 31-7, Bills. Shotgun snap to Nix. A twist up front. He's flushed. Zigzag to his left. He's pressured. He's hit. He's sacked. Brought down back at the 22 by Greg Russo. He had a career high in tackles for loss on the year. He paced the team in sacks, and he eats up Nix.
did a really good job initially picking up the twisters, and then Mix kind of keeps himself alive and for some reason just doesn't feel Rousseau coming out or separating from his block on the offensive lineman and just ends up taking a huge sack.
It's a loss of 14, so now it's 4th and 18. Offense on the field, down 31-7, 3.5 minutes. Play clock at 4. Pressure comes on Nix. He's pressured front side. Throw deep and tumbling cry and a pick by DeMar Hamlin. He launched to the prone football in the air and he intercepts it at the Denver 45. There was no Bronco anywhere near it and Hamlin said, I got mine. He shared the team lead in picks on the regular year, one of the greatest individual comeback stories that we have seen in sport in our lifetimes, and a huge INT that is the definitive endpoint in Buffalo's favor.
Yeah, DeMar sheds both his helmet and his face mask that he wore underneath his helmet as he goes over to celebrate with his teammates and greet some of the Bills fans over in the opposite end zone with the turnover to ice the victory here for the Buffalo Bills.
Man who had CPR performed on him on the field 2 years ago, playing in his fifth career playoff game today. What an inspirational tale. And the Bills will have Josh Allen sitting. Now, we did see the TV cameras showed, so they're going to take another look to make sure that Hamlin did cup this ball clean for a pick, and the ball should be spotted where it stands at the 45 at Denver territory. Here's Bill Vinovich. Or maybe not. But it looks like Josh Allen is not out there on offense. It's Mitchell
After
Trubisky.
After review, the ruling on the field is an incomplete pass. First down, Buffalo at the 23-yard line.
So he did not cleanly corral it. And you can see that Hamlin's face aghast, his eyes wide open. He is certain that he picked it.
Yeah, no, I saw a replay, and it definitely looked to me like the football had hit the ground. So Hamlin's still with his mouth wide open, knowing he's not going to get credit for the interception, but it actually helps Buffalo. They're going to get better field position here. As you mentioned, they're not going to go with Josh Allen, who we did see was getting a little bit of attention on his thumb when he was on the sideline. I think one of those hits that he had with Nick Bonito might have ended up cracking a fingernail or something on his thumb. It's kind of, yeah, TV cameras were showing us on our monitors here.
So Trubisky, 26 pass attempts on the air out there to take some knees. He's under center. And this one off to Ty Johnson. Goes right up the gut and gets tracked down at the 15. Able to pick up 8. Second and 2. 3:10 clock rolling. Neither team has a timeout. So Josh Allen finishes his day 20 of 26, 272 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Your feel on his day?
Yeah, got off to a little bit of a slow start. It was kind of a slow first half between both teams, but then you're right. I mean, the adjustments made in the second half and some of the decisions and throws that Josh Allen made here in the third and fourth quarter just really turned the tides in the favor of Buffalo, and he played much better in the second half, and all the numbers are going to back it up.
Play clock at 5. Trubisky under center. Second and 2 at the Denver 15. Handoff again to Johnson. And he goes over right guard. Second effort. Able to burst through to the 10. Picks up 5. That's going to be good for a first down. 2:25 clock rolls. We approach the warning. Neither team has a timeout. And this game, it looks like Rack is going to conclude in pretty much how it was played, with Buffalo just owning the ball and the clock.
Yeah, they just dominated the time of possession, and not just here in the second half, it's been the entire game.
So 2 minutes clean now show on the clock. We have reached the 2-minute warning, sponsored by Lionsgate. Flight Risk stars Mark Wahlberg as a psychotic villain, a role we haven't seen him play in almost 3 decades. This movie is one hell of an action thrill ride, the kind of movie you must experience in the theater. Bills 31, Broncos 7. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One.
We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was going to be fun.
January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R. Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool. Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. And right now, you could get $250 when you spend $2,500 using a cash rewards or cash rewards plus card. Visit NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 15.15% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 59.
Hammer down.
WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette's sports station.
The crowd is noticeably thinned, but Bills Mafia, I'm sure, is very much nearby in the parking lot and adjacent yards. It's 31-7 Bills, 2 minutes clean to go fourth quarter. Neither team has a timeout. It's first down and goal from the 10 for Buffalo. Josh Allen has been sitting this possession. Mitchell Trubisky comes out under center in victory formation. Takes the snap and a bent right knee. And they'll just let these final 2 minutes fade away. A couple more snaps to come, but Buffalo rebounded after a dynamite Denver drive to begin the game with a TD. The Bills, particularly in that third quarter, just leaned on Denver.
They really did. I mean, this running game came alive. 212 rushing yards as it stands right now in this game, and you're going to win a lot of football games in the NFL when you can have that kind of balance running the football. So kind of already gets me starting to think about next week with the Ravens going to be coming into town, and that's going to be another monumental playoff matchup and that divisional round where Buffalo is trying to get the monkey off of their back.
1 second on the play clock, another knee, 1:16 on the game clock, and this means the field set. The AFC will be Bills, Ravens, 2-3 seed here at Buffalo, Chiefs, Texans, 1-4 in Kansas City next week.
Yep, so chalk kind of holds out in the first round, 2-3 and 4 wins, so we'll have 1-4 playing next weekend, and it'll be exciting to see how that ends up shaking itself out.
And Bills and Ravens met to close out September on Sunday Night Football. Bills were undefeated, but Derrick Henry had himself a day, ran for almost 200 yards, had a nearly 90-yard touchdown, and they blew out the Bills 35-10. So once again, they set victory formation, play clock at one. He takes another bent knee, a backflip to the backfield for Keon Coleman. And that's it. The Bills and Broncos spill out for handshakes. The final 20 seconds fade away. Confetti flies in front of fans right below us. It is a 31-7 demolition of Denver. The Buffalo Bills are on to the divisional round in blowout fashion.
Yeah, game was tight at the halftime break, but a much more solid performance in the second half, not only from this Bills offense, but also Buffalo's defense. And we talk so much about how the Broncos defense may have had the advantage coming into the game with how they've been able to get after the quarterback, but Buffalo's showing that they can play well on that side of the football as well. They will need to next week.
Let's go down to the field, Olivia, with wideout Curtis Samuel.
I'm with Curtis Samuel now. 55-yard touchdown catch, a career long. I want you to walk me through that because you were right on the sideline. You kind of juked, shook off three defenders. What was going through your mind on that and your career long touchdown?
As soon as we called it, I seen it was man coverage. I feel like nobody could stop me 1-on-1. And Joe Brady called a great play. Josh gave me a great ball, and I made something happen.
It was beautiful. That touchdown kind of put the game out of reach for the Broncos. What was the halftime conversation like? As the first half was only a three-point lead and kind of conservative, and you guys opened it up.
I mean, it's just go out there and play Bills football. I mean, we don't worry about who we're playing against. It's just about 11 guys playing football together and enjoying what we do.
It's your first season here, and obviously the expectations are for a deep playoff run. What makes that possible for you guys right now? What's working so well?
I mean, the great thing about this team is we don't pay attention to the outside noise. And we love playing with each other. Yeah, and I mean, we have such a great time, you know, playing with each other, and it's just exciting for us.
I wasn't sure if you were going to cry or laugh.
Nah.
Well, a lot of people are laughing. I think that all starts with Josh Allen. I feel like you guys are always hugging each other and telling you I love you. What's it like playing with him?
Josh is a phenomenal player. Great quarterback. When you got a guy like that work hard each and every day, it pushes you to, you know, want to be the best player you could be. And when you see him on Sundays, it's special.
It is special. Your team is special and doing good things right now. Next week, you have another shot at Baltimore. They beat you by 25 last time. What has to be different?
We'll worry about that when we come back in on Wednesday. You know, it's just about everybody doing their job, you know, being assignment sound, just pay attention to the little details and just playing our style of football.
Curtis, thank you so much. Good luck against the Ravens.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Olivia. Once again, the final score, it was a tight tilted half, a blowout final. Bills 31, Broncos 7. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One.